Our scripture this morning is from Psalm 34, verse 9 through 14. Oh, fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
This morning's New Testament scripture is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to one another, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may God bless and lend understanding to the reading of his word. On Friday night, we decided to watch an action movie. Something kind of mindless. We're both tired. Why not just watch an action movie? And it was a good action movie. I won't say which one. They're all pretty much the same. Lots of explosions and car chases and close shaves for the lead character. And it was visually exciting. Lots of flashing fires, dangerous stunts, and automobiles racing through the streets, and everything is just inches away from collision, it just seems like. But the sound of that is such an important part of the action movie. We normally don't listen at a very loud volume, an action movie requires, turning up the sound and let everything explode. Let all the car engines rev and scream, the tires screech. Let all that stuff happen. It just makes the experience that much more enjoyable. And so we're in the midst of this action movie. And there came to a comparatively quiet moment. And I hear music. And at first, I didn't know what it was. It was very faint, and I ignored it for a second. And I realized it was my cell phone's ringtone. I just changed it, so I'm not used to it yet. My mom was calling me. Well, that's where you learned about something besides the sound. Something even more important than the sound is the pause button that you can have. And so I paused the movie. The movie stopped. All the noise stopped. I got quiet, our room got quiet, I put Mom on speaker, and we had a conversation for about a half an hour with Mom. And for a bathroom break, and then we hit unpause and finished the thunderous action movie. Thank God for the pause button. In a similar way, life can provide us with loud distractions that keep us from hearing the music that God would like us to hear. If that movie hadn't gotten quiet for just a second, I wouldn't have even known that Mom was calling. God has music that God uses, like a ringtone, if you will, that God uses when God calls us. Ephesians 5 that I just read lists the distractions that keep us from hearing God's call. Verse 15, being what the world calls wise and not listening to the ultimate source of wisdom, which is God. Yes, even wisdom itself, if it's just worldly wisdom, has limited value compared to the wisdom of God, and it can distract us from what God wants for us. And verse 16 tells us to redeem our time by listening to God, by answering God's call, because life is short. The days are evil. You're going to run out of days someday. You know, there's a matter of priority. Because of priority, I paused the movie and listened to my mother's call. My mom's 88 years old. You know, there's no telling which one of us is going to die first. But I know we're going to run out of time someday to have calls like this. So of course I paused the action movie to listen to my mother's call. I hope she lives as long as she wants to, but the days are evil. We're running out of time. And verse 17 implores us, instead of doing what we think is right, we should be listening to God instead. And Paul says, don't be foolish, but instead understand what God's will is. And as I've said before, this goes along very well with my concept of sin. Sin is always a good idea. It's the best idea. The problem is, it's not God's idea. So lots of things that we think are great ideas are not good. And in fact, are sinful because they're not God's ideas. And sometimes God's ideas might seem crazy by worldly wisdom, but because they're God's ideas, they have the ultimate benefit of being godly wise and having eternal consequences. And how do we know that? How do we know what God's will is for us? Well, there's scripture. You know, if God tells you to go rob a bank, I would check scripture first and see if that jives with scripture. Is that okay? If God tells you to kill your neighbor, is that okay? Is that what God wants? No, you read scripture, and if it contradicts scripture, that's not God's will. However, God may tell you to have less in your bank account than you think you should, because God has something to do with that money. God may cause you to do all kinds of things that are stupid. When we give money away to somebody who can never pay us back, isn't that crazy? Isn't that stupid? In worldly terms, and yet, if God is willing us to do it, it becomes eternally wise. And God even promises a reward for that. We have to listen to God. We have to listen to God. And that means we have to shut off all the other noise. Verse 18 warns us against being caught up with wine. And I presume it's not just wine. They've gotten more sophisticated alcoholic beverages since that was written. I'm sure that that could apply for any kind of drink. Getting caught up with that, being filled with spirits and not the Spirit. And that can cause us to dissipate our energies and not hear the voice of God. And the passage promises that if we just hit the pause button long enough to quiet all the noisy distractions, and if we instead just stop and think about spiritual things, such as songs and hymns, we begin to hear a melody that comes from God and is ultimately our own. The music God wanted to do through your life, if we would just listen. That's why I begin the services with psalms, by the way. They're in the lectionary. The lectionary powers that be pick those psalms. But I begin with a psalm because that is a way, the more we hear those and read those, that is a way for God's messages to get in our hearts. I like to go to the Abbey of the Genesee. I hope to make a stop there tomorrow. And if I catch a service, I'll notice monks singing the psalms, all 150 of them. They don't sing them all at once. That would take all day. But they may sing through the course of a day, through several services, they may sing 8 or 9 psalms a day. And after the end, by sometime less than a month, they will have hit all 150 psalms. And then next month starts another routine, and they sing them again. They have a melody that works for all psalms, and they can sing to that melody. So they know the melody down, they know the words. Eventually, that's how it becomes. I never see them opening up a book to figure out what the next word of the psalm is, because it's all up here after months and months and years of singing those psalms. They know what each psalm says. Can you imagine what it would be to have such a library in your mind and in your heart of words that the psalms inspired? And so that's what they do. And me, on a lectionary 3-year cycle, try to touch as many psalms as I can in 3 years, and then a new cycle begins. Hymns also can have an impact in how we think. One of the ones that always gets me when I have problems, when I have troubles. Of course, I'm sure none of you have had any problems this week, right? Your weeks are just flowed right along, right? No, just smooth sailing. A mighty fortress is our God. And these are the words of Martin Luther. These are the words that came out of his prayer life. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. This hymn reminds me to just quiet myself, reassure myself, and wait for God. Because in the quiet, there's music. It's the music of the heart. Willie Nelson, songwriter, singer, everybody knows who he is. He was once asked, how do you come up with so many melodies and songs? How do you do that? He said, melodies are easy. If he needs one, he just plucks one out of the air. The air, he says, is full of music. It hasn't always been that way for Willie. At one time, over 50 years ago, he considered retirement. He had written a couple of hits, Patsy Cline's Crazy, which was like a jukebox staple. And he had written Farron Young's Hello Walls, which was close. And those two songs generated enough revenue for him that he considered just hanging it up and not doing it anymore. He felt uninspired. He felt burnt out. He didn't feel like there was anything more for him to contribute. But instead of retiring, he decided to quit drinking. And suddenly he heard his own music again. And I know he's famous for another substance, right? He's quit that too now, I understand. Believe it or not. Eventually you decide you don't need that anymore, that thing anymore that keeps you from hearing God's music. He began to find his sense of himself and his own music, released albums like Redheaded Stranger, and then suddenly things just took off for him in a new way. You know, music became vibrant for him all over again. And nobody, you know, not any of us, you know, not everybody can be Willie Nelson. I acknowledge that. But we all have a way of quieting ourselves and hearing the music. Annette's father, Warren Hazen, and I've described him as John Wayne with a pitchfork. I mean, that's what he was. Tough guy, farmer for over 40 years. He used to hum when he'd eat his breakfast. He'd be there eating cereal and you'd hear a little humming going through his mouth. Nobody had the guts to tell him that you're humming. You know, nobody said a word to him, and so he just kept right on doing it, as far as I know, right to the end. Our daughter, Vanessa, used to do the same thing. And one day we lovingly made note of that to her. Doggone it, she stopped. It breaks my heart to think that we didn't mean any harm by telling her that she's doing it. But she stopped humming. She got self-conscious, as adolescents do, and she stopped. I'm sorry about that. I'd love to have her humming at the table, hearing her own music. I'd love to have that happen for her. In the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, lead character and prisoner, Andy Dufresne, is thrown into solitary confinement, and everybody's like, that must have been terrible for you. And he says, it's the easiest stretch of time I ever did. Why? Because even when he was in solitary confinement, shackled and locked up, he said he still had the music in here. That's the beauty of music, he says. They can't get that from you. You can't take it away, it's yours. And it's that music that drives us in life, and we have to seek it and look for it. We Christians, as a Christian, you need to shut down the noise. Hit the pause button and listen for God's music. And then you'll have something that they'll never be able to take away from you. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a retreat November 2nd. We haven't had one for quite a long time because of COVID. And I mentioned it's at the Quincy Lodge in Iyer Park, East Rochester. We won't have fancy food to eat, although I encouraged Common Life to maybe cater the meal from Perlow's, but they don't sound too interested. I asked Judy about that, but she didn't sound too interested about it, Kathy. We won't have fancy food to eat, but I'm sure, you know how they do things, it's going to be good. And there's going to be a retreat leader. And she will use a storytelling approach to talk about spiritual things. And it's a chance to just shut off the noise and listen and let God speak in our hearts. Because, you know, if we just devote ourselves to God and quiet ourselves before God, hit the pause button, shut off the TV, whatever you want to say it is, there's the music of God. It's a melody we can make with our hearts. And this is why Jesus told his followers to go off by yourselves and pray, or to go to your room and shut the door and be in secret. And what happens there in secret, you know, the Father will reward you. So go to your room, shut the door, be quiet. Because there's music there. The sweet melodies of a loving God.